Please come to me. Don't bury thoughts that you really want. I fill you up. Drink from my cup. Within me lies what you really want. Come, lay me down. Cause you know this. Wash over me like a hurricane. I captivate, you're hypnotized. Feel powerful, but it's me again. Come, lay me down. Cause I know this, cause I know this sound. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night. Just call my night, I'll be yours to take. In the middle of the night.
Found a way out, but you never go away, so I guess I gotta stay now. Oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of here, even if it takes a night or a hundred
years. Can you hear me? Hello.
My mind.
Drunken nights, yes, we using, abusing, misusing. No time to wait, no refusing. No time, got no time to lose. Find your juice and get in the groove. Don't stress, maybe let's get loose. Need to know. Never be lonely.
Changing peace. Thank you for making our mistake. Hey, JP.
Hello, Milt. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I had a great earlier day today when I was on your show.
Yeah. No, I want to hear about your family coming over, your kids playing the game. I want to hear all about that.
Yeah, I asked them, do you want to play a game with me? And they said yes, otherwise I wouldn't tell them. But I told them the rules, and I gave them a topic and two children play against each other. And they just, I want to go.
How old are your children again, generally?
21. 16, 14, and 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big spread. I like that. Were they all sounded competitive? Like, were they all,
my children?
They were all trying to win?
Hell.
Yeah.
But
that's
we
funny.
Had a great time.
No, that's good. That's good. What kind of topics did you give them?
The only one that we did. Name things in the space.
Oh, okay. You didn't give them the... You didn't give him the name, the sexual position. You didn't do that one.
Uh-huh.
They go home and tell mom.
I tried to sneak in a bit. I asked my 16-year-old, how is it with boys?
Oh, yeah? What did she say? She embarrassed?
The same thing that you said. Exactly.
What?
Do you think I remember?
I think I remember. Hey, Asha has joined us. Welcome, Asha.
Asha.
And Saucy. All right. Well, hey, Milt. I'm glad that you had a good time this morning, and even more excited that your kids played the game. Mm-hmm. It's sweeping the world. It's we got to come up with a name other than bullshit. I mean, we can like say bullshit as.
But it
as,
is a game.
It is it a is game, but it is. But we got to somehow tie Milt Dog into it because you need to be recognized. I'm thinking bullshit as created by Milt Dog 2020.
Or Milt's bullshit.
Milt's bullshit?
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Milt shit. How about Milt shit?
It's a success. I can admit that.
How do I sound?
You sound sexy, Saucy.
Thank you, because I have new earphones. I have new earbuds. I'll try them out on the Milt Dog 2020 show.
That's amazing. So do I. I have new earphones.
Yeah, we're earbud twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my earbuds. I only pay $10 from the Dollar General.
Wow.
And DoorDash delivered it.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat that. And now I don't have to hear Aria's mouth. Stop eating your earbuds. Stop eating your earbuds. So boom, Aria. Boom, Aria.
I will not stand.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jose.
Yes. Best friend of mine in the Matrix?
No, you're fine.
I said, you just doing that thing. Like him and Man Cave used to always do this thing to me Saturday when I come on the show. I say, hi, best friend. And then Man Cave said, did you hear something else? And then I'll say, hi, Man Cave. And then best friend will say, Man Cave, did you hear something? Saucy, are you there? Are you there, Saucy? And I'm still saying, hello, hello, hello. And then I say, Saturday, are you doing that? Saturday. You motherfuckers!
He ain't listening because I ain't listening.
Oh, you motherfuckers! Put them both in there. I quit.
What happened to Saucy? She was just here like a minute ago. Now we can't hear her.
Forget maybe you, her Man Cavan. That's how Man Cavan can't spell here.
She disappeared.
Saucy, if you can, Saucy, if you, yeah, she disappeared. Saucy, if you can hear us, charge your headphones because we can't hear you. So, if you can hear us, but I don't know why she can hear us, but not talk to us. That's weird. Saucy.
Hello. I'm not your friend.
I don't know. Asha's calling.
JP.
Hey, Asha, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. It was funny because Saucy came in and then she disappeared. Mm. It was a little weird, but thanks for coming up.
Can you hear something?
I heard Saucy at the beginning, and then
something
happened and it died out.
Yeah, I can't hear Saucy at all.
No, I heard her at the beginning. You didn't hear her at the beginning. That's odd.
That's what it is.
Maybe it's my headphones.
What was she talking about in the beginning?
In the beginning, there was house, and house had a groove.
She was talking about Aria and how Aria used to make fun of her headphones not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm not going to stand for anybody booing Aria. I won't stand for that.
Milton won't stand for it either, JP.
No. What about you, Man Cave? Are you gonna sit down or stand up for it?
I'm gonna stand up, Saucy.
You're gonna take it like a man, Cave.
How you been anyway, Saucy? It's been a minute since I've said hello to you.
I've been okay, just hanging in there, still doing this hospital vibe, but I'm okay.
That's good. I heard of the grapevine that you're in hospital. You all right?
Yeah, I've been here for 3 months, going on 4 months. I had a really bad infection.
It got septic,
and I was almost going to die. But I'm still here bugging Milk Dog.
Well, at least you've not got that beep going on in the background.
Yeah, you haven't heard my IV. My IV makes the worst sound. I'm like, stop! But yeah, it's good being on here and hearing you, Fuster. Even though he needs a refund on his info.
Asha made me do it.
Yeah, right.
Listen, John, I didn't make you do anything. You did it yourself, you're a grown ass man.
No, Asha texted me. He said, if I ever want to listen to his music again, I better pretend like I can't hear Saucy.
Yeah. You said that to me too. But I said, I ain't listening. And he said, that's a test. And I was scared.
You got scared. Well,
what I did, I threatened Milton with immigration. I said, I'll phone immigration on him and send him back to Bosnia. If he don't leave, Susie.
How does it work for you now, Susie, when England is out of EU? Because you have a French passport.
I got my blue passport just the other day, Mil.
What's a blue passport?
It's
a French, the French one.
Oh, a French one. Okay. I thought it was just like a sad. I thought it was like a sad passport.
Now, what color is your passport?
The American passport is blue. They're blue. I don't have one, but the American ones are blue.
Red.
No. Sweden is red.
Is it red?
Yeah, I have Danish.
Oh. You're not a Swedish citizen? You're just a Danish citizen? I thought you were a Swedish citizen.
I'm an immigrant.
You're an immigrant? Oh.
Yeah, I told you earlier about the horrifying boat trip from Denmark to Sweden.
I didn't hear that.
That's not like it's you great.
From the mean streets of Bosnia. Come on, get it right.
I thought only the African American was on the boat. It was other people on the boat too.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the story how Milton came to Sweden.
Okay.
So he was born and bred in Bosnia.
Yeah.
And Milton said. Milt was struggling trying to make money. And first of all, he got sick and tired of washing cars in Bosnia. And he thought, right, I'm going to move over to America to try and get a better life. But he moved over to America and then he got kicked out of America for insulting too many people. So he says, right, I'm going to smuggle. He got and made some friends with some Colombian and some former Bosnian people. And he got onto a rickety rack boat. And got onto the sea and ended up in Sweden, where he now settles. And he found himself a wife in America, and she left him. And now Milt's just sitting in Sweden just all by himself.
Oh, goodness. And that's the story of Milt Dog, 20.
With he's just 20. Sitting by himself with his Bosnian passport, wishing he could go back to Bosnia.
You wish you could go back to Bosnia.
I need to say this. If it's funny in here, it could be you too. But if it's hilarious in here, maybe you too be knocking at the door.
No, you can't put your life story on YouTube about your Bosnian tale, mate.
They might come looking for you.
The government will come looking for you because you're wanted by the CIA version of the Bosnian CIA.
He's gonna be fresh as hell with the feds watching.
Because in Bosnia, they call Milton's real name is Tony Miltana.
Tony Miltana.
No, Tony Miltana.
Miltana.
That's his real name. Tony Miltana. And he got kicked out of Bosnia.
I gotta put that in the chat. Tony Miltana. Tony Miltana.
Hey, Milt, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Milt, do they have car washes in Bosnia?
Milt,
Milt.
How the fuck should I know?
Did you immigrant?
Was he like young, Asha, when he came over? How old was he when he came over?
He was 19 when he first came over from Bosnia.
So why
he saved the whole of his money from washing cars.
Oh,
he's the only guy from America.
Well, how come he doesn't remember his life in Bosnia?
His wife was a full red-blooded American named...
Oh, really?
Did something happen to
you?
Named
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Took a long time for you to come up with that name.
Did she live in the south of the United States?
Yeah, she came from like a farming background, like a pure back-breaded farming, one finger... One song type, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she sounds like she might be from like Oklahoma, perhaps.
Oklahoma,
yeah,
Louisiana.
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia.
Like
Virginia.
Yeah.
And the thing
is, I wouldn't say Virginia.
Charlotte's from Virginia.
You know what happened, JP? Like, Charlotte's family hated Milt because he was from Bosnia.
Certainly.
Right.
So Milt said, look, I've got to leave this horrible family. Are you going to come with me to Sweden? And she was like, no, I can't leave my family up here in Virginia.
Wait, she can't leave her family.
Because she's not going to leave them. Because Tony Milt Tanner is only living his own life.
He's living his best life?
He's living his best life. So he goes, right, I'm sorry, Charlotte, we've got to get divorced.
That sounds awful.
I know, it's a hard life Milt's lived. And now he's just sitting in his house with his Bosnian food and his Bosnian ways.
So he's eating Bosnia food in Sweden?
Yeah, so he eats like fish and spinach and rice. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
If you believe that, that's your problem.
Yes, I believe it. Why would I not believe it? That's an odd question.
The thing is, Milt has been a very good guy though all of his life. He's just had a hard life.
JP, do you believe all of the details?
I believe everything, and I believe I'm probably going to get in trouble. I'm probably going to get in trouble here because I'm at the car wash.
Being Bosnian and living in...
It has nothing to do with being Bosnia. But I'm at the car wash, and I just pulled into the place where you vacuum out the car. Yeah. And there's this girl, like, that's next to me, and she's wearing, like, a sports bra. And she's, like, vacuuming her car, leaning over, and there's, like, nowhere for me to look other than at her.
Just look at her tits. Look at her tits, JP. And then look.
That's literally the only thing I can look at. So keep telling your story about Bosnia.
Do you know what Milt's song is? So when Milt moved to Sweden, he met up with Sting, apparently. And Sting decided to make a song to Milton, and it goes, oh, I'm an alien. I'm a little alien. I'm a Bosnian in Sweden. Oh!
I'm an alien.
I remember that song.
Oh!
It was a good song, wasn't it?
That was a great song.
Sting goes, because the thing is, Milt and Sting had an and they had a little fallout, you see. And Sting goes, I'm going to make that song number one. And Milt goes, no, you're not, Sting. And Milt's like,
yeah.
Sting goes, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. And he's done it. And now Milt and Sting aren't friends still.
A little falling out, eh?
Because,
yeah.
I heard that Milt could have been the Craig David, but instead he had a falling out with Sting.
He could have.
Is that right?
Oh. I'm a Bosnian in Sweden. Oh, I'm an alien.
Oh, I'm an alien. I'm a Bosnian. I like that song. Hey, Louis. Hi, Shorty.
I gotta get out of my car.
JP, do it. Just give me direct eye contact.
Yeah, breathe, bro.
She just smiled at me. I don't know what that means, but she just smiled at me.
It means you're in there, JP.
No, she's way too. She's way too young. Way too young for me. She's probably like, I don't know, 25. She's way too young.
Do you risk it for the biscuit, JP?
I think she was born in. I think she was born in October.
USA. I think she was born in October. That doesn't sound a bit stalkerish.
No. I'm just looking her up by her.
She needs a sugar daddy.
I'm looking at her tattoos right now. She just turned her back to me.
Well, she might need some help.
Oh, yeah. Is it a nice butt?
She might need some help, JP.
If she's bending,
you want to be a good citizen.
Then
you want to be a good citizen.
Run for her.
No. Like I said, she's actually with. Where is she going? That's weird. Oh, yeah, that's sure. Weird. She was with this. She was with this other girl.
Oh,
and the other girl was. They were vacuuming her car. Vacuuming her car, and then she walked over to another car and got in a different car, but her friend is pulling out now. All right, I think that's the end of that story. That's the end of that, Bill. I'm
so confused.
Oh, what?
I'm an alien.
I was looking, Asha,
living in Sweden.
I was looking to see if she had any tattoos that like said Charlotte on them, but she had no Charlotte tattoos.
So she ain't named Charlotte.
No.
Anybody that's named Charlotte have the name tattoos?
Yeah. Hello, Lurock. Hello, Shorty.
Jane from Charlotte.
How do you know about Charlotte?
BLM walked there.
Can you say that in English, Milt?
Don't drink coffee!
A white nationalist drove over a bunch of people. I think one died or two. Yeah. Did he go to the Matrix?
JP, Shorty should only be attracted.
I don't think she's. It could be just you and me, Asha.
It's just you two.
No, YouTube. And then I'm Bono.
You're gonna bone who?
I'm gonna be Bono. You said that we are YouTube. So I selected that I'm Bono.
Okay. Oh, you're Bono. Okay.
I want us to cancel that for the future. Okay, bro? Who disappeared now?
They'll come back. Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up? No, I'm high as fuck. And the best thing when you're high, you don't pee.
What the fuck?
No, I have issues with peeing. So I'm glad.
Okay.
Too much information.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm gonna publish on YouTube. I'm gonna talk about me and my life.
Okay, when are you gonna do that?
Maybe tonight.
Tonight.
Hey, Shorty, how are you?
Hey, JP, how are you? Sorry I missed your show. I got up way too late.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully you slept well.
I did, but I'm like, dang, it was too late.
That's good. I got a sneak peek at the chapters of Milt's YouTube story, the history of Milt Dog. You want to hear some of the chapters? Of course you do, Shorty. Chapter one is called Bosnia, the Early Years.
Okay.
Chapter two is called The Trip Over, but trip is like capitalized. I don't know exactly what that means. I think he like actually tripped. He tripped over. Let's see, chapter three says, America ain't nothing but Charlotte. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe Asha might. Ain't nothing but Charlotte. I don't know if he's talking about Charlotte, North Carolina. Apparently he was married to someone named Charlotte.
Okay.
I don't know. Could be. You kind of had to listen to Asha. Let's see. Chapter four is clubs and masturbation. I don't know exactly if that's really a good title. No.
What?
Why would you name a chapter clubs and masturbation? That seems odd. Like, oh, you're cool because you're going to clubs, but you're kind of not cool because you're talking about that other thing. I don't know. Milt's he's interesting. Let's see. Chapter six is entitled it's in Sweden, so I can't read it.
Can you say it?
It's in Sweden, Milt. And then translate it for us. Chapter six.
Sugminkuk.
Okay, that's what it says. But what does that mean?
Suck my cock.
What?
Oh, yeah. You might want to keep that in Sweden. You don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to allow you. They won't allow you to. You can't sell that at Walmart. I know. I know that.
No. Hi, you a fox.
Nope. Oh. Let's see. The last chapter that I have, it's not the complete book, obviously. It's just the last chapter I have is entitled, what's a fox? It's called 5 years of watching nothing but The Office. So Milt was really into the Office. But the weird thing is he liked the American version of The Office, not the British version. Most people, I think, in Europe prefer the English version, but Milt prefers the American version.
Yeah, I am American.
Oh, okay. Well, that's maybe the only version you could see, since he was in America, perhaps. I don't know. Is it because the women on the American version are better looking than the women on the British version?
Nothing to do with that. When I'm looking at the American version, I can listen. When I'm looking at the UK version, there is some words that I can have an issue with.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that he can understand English. He just can't speak it. I'm similar. I have a similar way with Spanish. I can understand Spanish, but I can't speak Spanish.
That well
so, at all.
Oh,
so that's kind of interesting. Let me see, but what else can I tell you?
Can't you even communicate in Spanish?
Un poco,
un poquito,
más o menos. Basically, I can say words like two words at a time. That's the extent of my Spanish. But I can understand it like you wouldn't believe. Like, I used to go to these hotels, and all, of course, all of the housekeeping ladies were Hispanic. And I'd ask them for something, and I'd like mumble something in Spanish, and they would laugh at me. And then they would start talking about me in Spanish. And I could understand that they were making fun of me, but I couldn't say anything back to them. It's quite sad. No, it's quite sad.
Yeah, I feel for you.
You feel that way, like on this show, like when we start making fun of you in English, you can understand we're making fun of you, but you just can't.
But I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, Milk.
I had the laugh in the background, and I'm joining. I have to be there.
You have
laughing
to be
and having fun and mocking. But I'm
mocking
against whom? But it's obviously against myself.
Yeah, but we're not making fun of you, Milt. We're just... Yeah, actually we are.
You said no, but we actually are.
No. I don't know, Shorty, if you heard Milt, because I just talked to Milt this morning, but he was playing the bullshit game earlier. I'm very excited about that.
No, Milt, that was great.
Do you want to tell Shorty about it? Okay, I'll tell her about it then. So, Shorty, on my show, we were playing the bullshit game brought to you by Milt Dog 2020. And Milt played, and Angie was playing. A couple of my friends, Billy and his wife, or his fiance Becca, they were playing. Mm-hmm. It was very fun. It was very fun. It was exciting because I don't know if these people like didn't understand the game or whatever, but like Becca one time said, "Oh, she gave like the number 20."
Ooh.
Like she could name 20. The question was
the game.
I know she did, but the question was, how many things associated with a wedding can you name in 30 seconds? And she and Billy are getting married, and Billy said 5, and then she said 20, and she didn't make it. Unfortunately, she got to 19. She got to 19, and then.
But it was,
yeah, she bet. It always works out that way, right? You say, if you said, "Oh, I can name 7," you end up at 6, and then
Yep.
You get the brain freeze.
Yep, that's how it always ends up.
That's how it goes. But Milt played the game with his kids. I don't know if Milt wants to tell us about that. I realize, Milt, it just makes me happy. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, me happy too.
Yeah, I don't know how else to say it.
Aww, it makes me so happy.
Because, you know, the kids were apparently the kids really got into it, Shorty.
Yeah.
They were very competitive. Aww. Now, I didn't think the topic of that Milt suggested was all that appropriate, personally.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when Milt said, how many... Shorty, I think you would know. Milt asked how many... sexual positions could his kids know? I did not think that was appropriate. That was not appropriate.
The only thing, the girls, is it better to break your hips than not? Or your ankles?
What? Is it better to break your hips or your ankles?
No, ankles. Cancel hips.
Is it better to break your ankle?
Trust me, Shorty, know what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm gonna trust you, Milt.
Shorty knows. She's sitting there and boiling now.
Oh, Shorty's ankles. Okay, now it makes sense. I'm like,
what? Wait, why have to be my ankles for? Why
are they fascinated by your ankles?
I don't
she
know.
Got four kids with broken ankles.
So what? That don't mean because I got four kids, that don't mean I got broken ankles. Like, the fuck?
No, that doesn't mean that at all, Milt. You're implying it's something related to her having broken ankles resulted in her becoming
pregnant. It was tears that told her that.
Oh, okay. Well, blame tears then.
Mm-hmm. If I see his ass again, I'm gonna knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
But Shorty and JP.
Yes, Milt. And Milt. Shorty's there. She's just on mute. She can hear you.
I'm here. No, I'm talking with my sister. That's why I'm here. I'm listening.
Do you, Shorty and JP, want to play a round of bullshit?
Yeah. I
can
play.
I can play. I don't know how to say this delicately, but I have to be the one who asked the question. I have to be the one who asked the questions because I don't like playing.
You're more professional than me. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like saying that, but it's true. See. I don't like saying it though.
I see. Continue.
Who else is this? Is Fox still here? Fox is good at this game. I don't know if Fox is here. Maybe he left. There you go, Fox. Fox, call in if you want. We're going to play the bullshit game.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't call in, I understand. Or if you just don't want to, I understand that as well. I'm eating a milkshake that I got from Chick-fil-A. Milt. Oh, that's the first question, Milt.
What?
Milt? In 30 seconds, how many milkshake flavors can you name? A milkshake. All right, Shorty. You heard Milt. Milt says he can name 5 milkshake flavors. Can you do better than 5? Shorty's asking her sister if she can do better than 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many can Fox do? How many can Fox do?
But when I'm thinking of them, five is a little bit too much.
Yeah. So, Fox, the question is, good afternoon, Fox. The question is, how many milkshake flavors can you name in 30 seconds?
3, 4.
Milt already said 5.
Man, fuck his 5. I'll say 6.
There you go.
Bullshit.
It's back. Oh, all right,
let's go.
Milt calls quick.
You don't want to get me.
All right, here we go, Fox.
Bro. All right, let's go.
Here we go. The clock begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, and I got 6, right?
You got to do 6 milkshake flavors in 30 seconds.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cookies and cream, pistachio. We can go Rocky Road. Fuck it. We can even throw.
Yep.
We can even throw Marionberry up in there. Fuck it.
Make it. Marionberry. Marionberry, the former mayor of Washington D.C. What's he doing there?
About that. What you know about Marionberries?
Yo, who knows about Marionberry?
I'll eat a Marionberry pie, drink a Marionberry milkshake right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, bro, that shit hella
there
good.
There you go. Oh, well, I'm having a peach milkshake from Chick-fil-A right now. Those things are delicious.
You're in Washington?
No. I'm in outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, dope.
Great conversation.
I just read a lot, and I was very interested in the history of hookers, so that's why I know Marionberry. Hmm. Although we call them sex workers nowadays.
Who is we?
The people that use sex workers. The
consensus?
Yeah.
The consensus is you say sex workers. Like, you would say, excuse me, Miss Sex Worker, how much do you cost? And, you know, I don't know, Fox, if I ever told you this, but my dad always told me, whatever I do, don't overpay for sex.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now you're married.
Wait. Y'all pay for sex?
Yeah. Well, we don't overpay.
What?
We don't overpay.
I don't pay for shit. What the fuck?
Ah. Well, to be fair, I stopped having sex once I got married, so it's all good now.
That's in the vaults.
You should have started having more sex. Y'all should have been learning all the sneaky shit that y'all possibly can together.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Dream on boy.
What happened to Shorty? Shorty, are you back?
She with her sister.
I know. I wonder what she and her sister are talking about. They're probably talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
These crazy guys on Podbean.
Yeah, and naming us.
This Milt Dog guy, he's really weird.
Mm-hmm. I feel that in my spine.
Interesting.
No.
Well, no.
What y'all got planned for the day, though? What y'all up to?
I'm going to have to run in a little bit because I got to go into Lowe's and do some shopping. And then I got to do some weed whacking in my backyard.
Okay.
And I got a chainsaw the other day. I got to test out this chainsaw, see if I can cut down some tree limbs. So I've got a big day. What about you, Fox? What are you doing?
Man, it's my day off. Today and tomorrow. So I just woke up not that long ago. I slept in extra. I woke up earlier my normal time and then I went back to bed. I'm like,
are you gonna get something to eat?
I'm gonna clean and stuff. I gotta like do a laundry.
Can you hear him?
Cleaning up like a little bit of stuff that I gotta clean up in my house.
Got to clean up, and did you say you got to do some laundry?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the weekend, you know? I just got done with the week. I worked hard this week.
Can you hear him?
I got to put in that, you know?
Yes, I hear him.
Everything is good. So I can maintain throughout the week, you know, best I can. Today's the day I got to do that shit. Like, might as well get it done early so that I can just enjoy my weekend. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not have to worry about shit.
Right.
You know, I did like half of it yesterday after work.
Well, that's good. Got to jump on it. That's yeah. Always good.
But I have plans yesterday. So I could only like put in like so much work.
Folks, can you please stay further from the phone? So I really can't hear you.
How can you can't hear him? I hear him.
Further?
No, I hear you fine.
Fine?
Fine. Like on a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, Milt, you sound like a 8 and Fox is maybe like a 7. So it's not that much of a difference to me.
For me, Fox is a 5 and you are an 8.
Interesting.
Of what? On what scale?
A scale of 1 to 10.
On what?
On sound, on the level of your sound.
I'm an 8 right now. My shit's loud. I'm not even using headphones.
No, he's saying he can't hear you. Milt says you're like a 5. And I said you were like a 7. You were fine.
Why did you say 8 on me and 7 on him? Why the difference?
Because I can hear you a little bit better than him, but it's not that I couldn't hear him. Like, I'm not straining to hear him.
That's good.
Like, sometimes you have to strain to hear people.
Yeah, trust me. I've been there.
Oh, you know. You know, Milt. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I got to go because I got to go into Lowe's before my wife starts wondering why it takes me 5 hours to do my errands.
Yeah.
So, you know how it is.
Thanks for calling in.
No, well, thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you later. I'm leaving now. All right, we'll see ya.
See ya. I don't know what to do now. Hey, record. I'm sorry, everybody. I need to end this one. But I will be back because I love you all so much. I appreciate you. Hope you appreciate yourself.